ready for some ghost audio, AJ?
Always, always.
It's very creepy.
As long as I'm in the house.
Yeah, no. That's a good point. You want to hear ghost audio, but not when you're home.
Someplace else.
Yeah. All right. Well, Angela Deschenes.
Angela?
In studio. She's with Dark Angel Paranormal Investigators. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
You were a Farmington police officer?
Yes, sir. Retired.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for...
Thank you so much.
Oh, it was an honor. It was an honor. Thank you.
So how do you go from that to chasing ghosts?
Quite a jump.
Well, actually,
I had an interest in the paranormal since I was a child and had my first experience. And it just grew over the years. Of course, you didn't talk about it because people would think you were a little
loopy.
Yeah.
Cuckoo. So as a cop, you couldn't say, oh, yeah, I once saw a ghost.
No.
Maybe we'll take that gun and put it over here and we'll put you through some classes.
Yeah, no. No, so after I retired, we found Ray Sawyer, the co-founder of the group.
Great man.
He's awesome. And Ray's he's an incredible investigator. And we joined his group, and it's been wonderful ever since. I've been with them for 15 years.
Okay, tell us about this experience you had when you were younger. How old were you?
I had to be about 6. I woke up, I sat up in bed fully awake, and my grandfather was standing at the side of the bed. And I said, oh, Grandpa, did you come to say goodbye? And he nodded his head. And I said, okay. I don't remember if I said anything after that, but his image just kind of disappeared, disintegrated the way a sandcastle would when you pour water on it. So that was my first experience.
Was he alive at the time?
He was alive at the time.
And was
not for long. Not for long. I think that was him projecting his energy to say goodbye.
Did you see him alive after that?
No.
That was the last.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow, that's wild.
I got chills.
I am not going to the beach ever again.
No sandcastles.
No sandcastles.
That's wild. Did you tell anyone? Did you tell your mother about that?
No. Not for years and years. And again, the same, you know, you're just a kid. What is no such things as ghosts, you know, that type of thing. You don't know.
It's a weird thing to have happen, and then your grandfather died. How long between that happening and your grandfather dying?
I can't.
Days, weeks?
No. It was some time after that.
Okay.
Yeah.
And did he live in the state?
Oh, yeah. He lived in the next town over.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. That's weird. You almost want to tell people at the funeral, like, he kind of came over and say goodbye.
Yeah.
You don't know it all.
They do. They're around us. I'm always, when I'm at wakes and stuff, I'm always very cognizant of the energy in the room.
Has he ever made any contact with you since then?
No.
That was it.
That was it.
That was goodbye.
That was, I think it was in his way. He really kind of spoke. He didn't say anything. He just nodded, and he spoke broken English anyway. So he, you know, I wouldn't probably understand what he was saying.
Right.
But yeah, it was definitely him, solid as could be.
Wow, then he just dissipated.
He just dissolved. That's how I would describe it.
Wow, that's really spooky. Do you have nightmares after that?
No.
No.
No, I think I've always been...
Felt more full of love than...
Yes.
Love and sadness.
And curiosity, clearly, that you kept going at it.
Yes, definitely. So all these years, I've been had an interest in it, had my toe in the water. Doing my thing. And
AJ likes that reference.
I know.
I'm dissolving over here.
I figured. I don't want to know what. Okay, so let's talk about the first clip you're about to play.
Okay. This was at a home here in Connecticut. It's about an 1800s house. In our research, we had found that there had been a fatal accident, car accident, not directly in front of the house, but nearby, nearby.
Cars back then?
Well,
the house is from the 1800s.
Yeah, okay. You got it.
All right.
Different timelines.
Although sometimes I feel like I'm from the 1800s, but so this is from then. We found that there was an accident, and when we did the investigation, we got this EVP.
Okay.
Get out of the car.
Oh, I've heard that before.
Usually it's a police officer.
Usually she'd be saying it. Yeah.
Usually it's, well, first they show you the pen. Yep.
Right. So you hear the investigators talking about something, and then you hear that apparition.
Yes. Actually, it's one of the homeowners was speaking in Polish to what he believed was a Polish spirit in the house. Uh-huh. And then you hear, get out of the car. And then, someone had been killed in that crash in front of the house.
Wow. So. Let's hear that again. That's
freaky.
Isn't that, freaky?
That was my Uber driver in L.A. Get out of the car.
That is freaky.
Yeah.
And you don't hear this while it's happening. You have to go back over the audio.
Right. Yeah. Oh, you have to play it back on the tape recorder.
I was wondering because it didn't seem like anybody had responded.
Yeah. Right.
That's right, because we can't hear
it. Crazy.
It is crazy. It's fun.
Now, if I had a normal tape deck, would it pick that up?
A normal tape deck?
Yeah, is that what you, did you record it?
Digital
with
or analog tape, whatever.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Wow.
Sounds like a female to me, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It does. Yeah. Did a female die in the car accident?
No, it was a male.
Yeah. It was her car.
Maybe.
Wow.
Maybe. I don't know.
You broke my car, you idiot.
Yeah, I wonder what that's all about. See, this is what you got to investigate, no?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
We want to know who the female is.
Yeah, we do. We dig in as deep as we can. We search old records. We search.
Who's the ghost then?
I don't know.
See, this is what you got to.
I don't know.
Your work on that case is not done then.
Yeah, well, none of them really are you don't have solid evidence.
At some point, you get to a dead end where it's like there's no witnesses.
Right. There's nowhere else to go.
There's no records.
Right.
You know a male died on the scene.
Right.
But you don't know who else was there or who could have. Maybe it's his mother. The ghost of his mother saying.
Could be. Could come from anywhere.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
That's so weird. All right. We got some. It is weird. It's scary. Emily asked Angela how she gets the ghost aura off of her after.
Yeah. Cleanses her energy after because she's like the residue. Interacting with the
residue.
Spirits.
Like you could have ghost residue on you?
Well, no, it's kind of a protective measure to get in the shower and just cleanse off any energies that aren't yours that you want to detach from you.
Because
spirits can form attachments to people and things, and I don't want anybody attached to me.
No.
What soap do you recommend? Like ivory for purity?
Irish Spring.
Good question.
There's no bad questions.
Do you have a recommended soap or not really?
No.
What
that's a possibility for future endeavor.
Yeah.
Exfoliate.
Some charcoal in it. Good.
Right.
I always think sage. I thought sage is the answer.
Sage is the answer. Oh. Yeah.
All right, tell me about this next clip. Clip number three.
Mm-hmm. Number three.
Angela, did you want to tell me about it?
This was taken at a private residence. It was actually the home of one of our former investigators.
Who?
And he had a special needs, non-communicative daughter, and he was having experiences, so he placed a tape recorder there. In her room, and this is what we picked up.
Okay, here it is. That's not human?
Well, it sounds human to me, thank goodness.
Sound like a lion sleeps tonight.
It says, if you play it again, you can hear, please don't hate me. It's kind of pleading.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Wow. When you,
That was kind of creepy.
Kind of?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's super creepy.
I've been that drunk before.
Wow.
Please don't hate me.
I'm getting my guard dog tonight. I'm scared.
Right?
And the dogs can see them. They'll let you know.
Yeah, dogs
can
pick up on spirits. Yeah.
I'm a shower right now.
So what do you do with that? Well, how did that case end? What do you do with that?
Well, once you determine that there's nothing negative there, that there's not a threat or anything, I think it was just kind of left that, you know, it's there. If someone wants to move a spirit on, we can certainly help them with that too. although that's not our specialty. We just like detecting them. So everything's fine.
Okay. What's the next clip?
This also was at a private residence where we were putting away our equipment, and one of the members of the household had been heavily into Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh, boy.
The game. And
nerd!
I was going to say nerd.
And yes. We don't know how, but somehow a spirit, probably a poltergeist, entered the house and started opening cabinets and doing all kinds of things.
It's like a bad ghost.
It means noisy ghost.
Disruptive, right?
Disruptive. They can be disruptive. I would be cautious with them.
Like I said, bad.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not a Casper by
bad.
Any means.
Yes. Yes. This is one where you're like, it's just a poltergeist. See you later.
Right.
Yeah. You're
they
fine.
Were mad. They want
so,
to play strip.
Yeah. Bad. Like I said, bad.
We were able to pick up this EVP there. And when I listen to EVPs, I'm usually laying on the couch with my recorder and my headset. And this EVP caused me to jump off the couch.
Really?
Oh. Angela. Scared.
Here we go.
All right, here we go.
Where's the camera box?
Well, I heard it.
That help her.
See?
One of the investigators was looking for the box to put her camera in, and this voice just showed up. And when I first heard it, as I said, I jumped off the couch because it's so gravelly and so growly, and that can sometimes indicate a negative spirit. But we
this
had no further indication
audio.
Of that.
I'm thinking yeah. Dress for a hamburger helper here.
You got to really pay attention to every second of the tape, too.
Yes.
That's very difficult.
Yes.
Yeah, you can't be like having the TV on with the volume down listening to this.
No.
You can't be reading a book. You can't be in your thoughts somewhere.
You can't be scrolling reels for, recipes.
Like,
it takes investigators, especially cold case investigators, they go through the files over and over. Do you do that with this audio?
Dozens of times because we want to make sure what we have is what we have.
Right. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Wow, that help her is like what my stomach sounds like when I'm hungry.
Yeah.
I was going to say, do you actually record someone's stomach and be like, oh my God, there's a bad spirit here.
I'm hungry.
Yes, that's exactly what it is.
And then it was followed by noxious gas. Ooh, the spirit moved me. Ooh.
These are amazing clips.
Wow.
Okay, what's next?
The next one is a home we did in Massachusetts, actually, and it was owned by a very elderly woman who passed away in the house, and this is what we picked up.
How old was she?
I believe she was 97 or 98.
What was her story? Living alone?
Living alone. Husband had passed, and she peacefully left.
Okay. And then, so what brought you there? Someone called and said, hey, I think something's still here? Like
actually,
the new people?
It was a friend of one of our investigators and happened to be her neighbor as well.
Oh.
So he said, geez, I got this stuff happening and I'm trying to renovate the house. And,
all right, so you must get this all the time. Like you go to a party, you're like, oh, this is what I do on the side. And then someone will come over later and say, I just want you to know, I think I have something on my house. I need to get
sometimes.
I didn't want to tell anybody, but,
sometimes.
Yeah. All right, here we go.
You know, I just heard something over here.
Yeah, what was that?
Robin's
associated to her recorder.
No, I'm not. No, she's
not.
Not.
No, I thought that's what you were doing. I heard it too.
So you actually heard it with your... you didn't have to hear it on the tape. You heard
it
in real time.
Which is a disembodied voice. A couple of the other people heard it. It was kind of faint laughter and a little bit of speaking by a female.
Mm-hmm. I didn't hear it.
I tried to boost the volume a little bit. Yeah, so the sound precedes the people talking, obviously.
Right.
Yeah. So here it is a little bit louder.
Right
there. And again.
You know, I just heard something over here.
Yep, I'm used to girls laughing at me, too.
Yeah, that one's...
It was funny because shortly thereafter, the homeowner snapped a picture, and he got two female images. And we learned that the woman who had passed in the house used to love to cook with a female friend of hers.
Oh.
And it was in the kitchen.
Oh, wow. They're together.
Yeah. It was pretty cool.
They were in a blast.
Yeah, so what's the deal with that? So you're like, your energy will linger in spots that you're... that you enjoyed in life, or where you died specifically, or
not necessarily. Spirits can go anywhere they want. Spirits and ghosts are two different things, mostly, and people use the term interchangeably, but they are energy. We wouldn't be alive without our energy. Our brain works on energy. Our heart works on electric impulses. Our brain is full of electrical impulses. That does not die when the body dies.
You know what they're cooking?
I'm sorry?
They were cooking goulash.
Could be. But she was a great cook from what I heard.
I was going to say, she's baking. The other guy's hungry.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Makes sense.
Hey, man. Yeah. Come over here and cook for me, goddammit.
That's pretty wild.
Yeah.
Yeah, because if you weigh a body alive, a person, it weighs one weight, then they die and you weigh them, it's the same weight. Like, where did all that whole life go? What is that?
It's, well, the energy goes out into a different form. Sometimes they hang around. Sometimes they cross over. It depends. And what I learned is that spirits are in death as they were in life. So if you were a real pain in the arse in life, you're going to be a real pain in the arse in death.
Oh, that's fine.
Boy.
Yeah, so there's no great transformation that takes over.
Get ready, folks.
AJ. Is there a difference between a spirit that goes peacefully and a spirit that goes violently?
Yes. A spirit that goes violently or tragically is known as a ghost. Okay. And the difference is that ghosts they've passed in a tragic manner, or maybe they've had a terrible, troubled life, and they are the manifestation of that terrible incident, and they don't have the same reasoning skills as a spirit does. They could be attached to a specific location or person. They don't necessarily know that they've passed on. And that's
okay, so
very
this is like kind of Sixth Sense stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
So
this is why you would hear about a lot of hauntings at like former mental hospitals.
Oh, yes.
Yep.
Because of how tragic and dramatic those existence.
Yeah, and a lot of those are not intelligent hauntings. They're imprints of the tragedy or the mental hospitals, you know, the terrible conditions they may have lived in there. That's an energy imprint, and it plays over and over and over again. And they can't...
How do you get them to where they could just go? You have to perform something?
We don't perform any rituals. I know that a lot of times... especially when we're in Gettysburg, I will say to them, why are you here? Why are you staying here? Don't you want to be with your family in heaven? And the responses we've gotten are, this is our home. And I've said to some of them, you can cross over. You can cross over. Go into the light. You will be with your family again.
And so really, that's it.
Yeah, that's pretty much all you're going to do. Yep.
Yeah, so it's just go to the light.
Yeah. Well, that's what I do. I don't know what other people do.
Yeah.
And can some spirits like transform into animals, making them like a spirit guide for like family members after? Because I feel like I have my grandpa as one.
I don't really know. I know that animals can be spirits. I've seen animal spirits. I've seen them. I don't know if they can transform into that, but I think your grandpa could be your spirit guide.
Yeah, he definitely feels like that.
I have my Aunt Siri.
All right, so what's this next clip we're going to play?
There, Ray did this investigation.
It was in Florida?
Yes.
Florida.
And he was doing a table tipping.
Are the ghosts in Florida a little bit dumber than they are here?
They have mullets.
They're definitely shirtless, I can tell you that.
Mullets.
Ray was doing a table tipping, which is kind of a different way to contact and communicate with the spirit. It's very interesting. And that's the banging noise you're going to hear is the table tipping. But you will then hear...
Does the table have four legs?
Yes.
Why is it making that noise?
He's done that here, I believe.
He has done that here for you. He's able to access the spirit energy through, and the spirit energy comes through the table. Put your hands on the table, and it starts to rock. and it moves around.
I remember him doing that, and it freaked me out.
Yeah, it's pretty freaky, and it's freaky to be a part of, too, but it's a lot of fun.
It goes on for a while, too.
Oh,
yeah, it's not like a 10-second thing. It's like an hour.
Yeah, as long as the spirit's moving that table, that's how long it'll take.
The spirit.
You'll hear a child screaming in this audio clip.
Something about ghost kids that freaky make me.
Yeah.
Scared.
Uncomfortable.
Yeah, that's the scaredest, yeah.
I'm scared.
And also at the end of this clip, there you'll hear someone say, get out.
Oh, well, then I'm getting out.
No questions asked.
The thing is, you know, if they tell me face to face or if I can hear them say it, it's one thing and we're out of there. But we don't often, we don't discover this until after.
Later.
Yeah, so that's good. Take it out.
That's why you got to take that shower. Get all that stuff off of you.
Definitely.
And the ghosts say, you know, if we spoke louder, perhaps they'd hear us.
How did they, all right, so this is what we're going to hear now is the ghost kid?
A child screaming, and then at the end, get out.
Okay. That very low.
Yeah.
Get out.
The kid screaming's very clear.
I heard the scream,
Did you hear that while it happened or no?
I don't know. I wasn't there.
Oh,
I'm guessing it was an EVP because that's how it was presented to me. So.
Then I heard it sound like a horse leg fell asleep.
That's the table.
So do you charge for your services if someone thinks they have a ghost or something in their house? Or?
We never charge.
Wow.
Wow, cool.
Yeah. We're just interested in helping people that are in these situations, helping them feel at ease and gain some control back.
You should do our haunted-ass building you're sitting in.
I have, actually. Yeah. I have listened to some recordings from here.
Oh. What did you think?
I don't know if Ray even discussed this with you, but I think you have the spirit of a former janitor here.
We did hear the light switch clicking.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So these studio doors, the radio station's always playing in the hallway. If somebody opens it, you can hear it clearly. And they had set it up at the time AJ was in the monkey cage, and you hear the light switch clicking after it had been set up for hours.
Yes.
And you can tell the door was never opened.
Yes. They can certainly manipulate, turn on lights, radios, anything.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Somebody told me at an event recently that we had a salesperson here in the building who walked down to the 7-Eleven, and as they were walking back, they were hit and killed.
Oh my goodness.
I remember that. Yeah.
So now, would that spirit or whatever make its way back to the radio station?
It's certainly possible. I can't say for sure.
That's wild.
You know, Chaz, I wonder if that was the guy with the suit. End of the hallway.
Yes.
Boom.
All right, I'm done. I'm done.
Creeped
Thank you,
enough.
Angela. Yeah, I'm good.
You're so welcome.
I'm creep level 10 right now.
Get out of here.
I'm going to take a shower.
You'll have me some sage.
I mean creeped out level 10. I'm not creep level 10.
That would make sense. The suit would make sense.
It would.
Get some ghost soap.
I got too many chills right now. All right, Angela, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
We're linked
up to
Dark Angel Paranormal on the radio station website.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You look amazing. What have you been doing?
You've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and other GLP-1 medications, right? Well, if you qualify, Zelthy providers can prescribe semaglutide, the same active ingredient, at up to 90% less without insurance. Done all online.
No wait at the doctor's office or pharmacy?
No wait. Zelthy can ship the same active ingredients as other expensive GLP-1s to your door.
Get started with Xelthy today for just $39. Call #250 and say keyword care. That's the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic, but for 80 to 90% less. That's #250 keyword care.